Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Myra Olson. She's the Education Coordinator at the Jamestown Arts Center. And Myra, welcome back to our show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you for taking time joining us again here on Let's Talk About It. Lots of things going on at the Arts Center that we'll get to talk about. The class is underway, and all the different, you know, exhibits that are coming through. Different events that are happening. So we're going to kind of touch on a lot of those. But let's kick it off here with these classes. You came in right away and just like, Warren, it's a busy 2 weeks we've got.
It is a very, very busy 2 weeks. And yeah. Steph, we have got just a number of classes that are coming up here. Of course, on Friday, we have our brand new Art and SIP class that we've been doing the first Friday of every month and stuff. And that is happening from 7 until 9. And this week, I am so excited about the project that we're doing this week because it is going to be really cool. We're doing a photo transfer pendant. Ooh. And so everyone is going to be making a little necklace on a Scrabble piece.
That's
so
fun.
Yeah, it is. It's just going to be a really, really fun class, and we hope that a lot of people come out for that and
for
stuff.
Sure.
And it's just always a good time. So, and then starting on October 6th, which is Saturday, from 10 until noon, we have family pottery with Bill Nybo.
Okay.
Bill Nybo is our resident clay guy, and his classes are always very, very popular. And we hope that if anybody has a child that they would like to take to a pottery class and then attend, also as an adult, that they would come out for that.
Okay.
Then on October 15th, we've got charcoal drawing with Kylie Greshick. And Kylie is a local artist. We are very lucky to have her come and share some of her expertise. And I think it's going to be just a really fun class. And that is from 7 until 9. And information about registering is going to be on our website. Or you can call the Arts Center on those. So.
Perfect. Yeah, the Arts Center, jamestownarts.com, has all these events that we're going to be talking about. So if you want more details on this, we encourage people to go there.
Make sure
they get more information.
You bet.
Other classes going on, Myra?
I think that's it and stuff for the next 2 weeks. Yep. And we're wrapping up our rug making class tonight.
Yes.
Tonight is our final night for that, and that's been really fun, and we've got a really nice group of ladies that have come in for that, and
awesome,
and so it's been really good.
Perfect. Again, Myra Olson joining us here on Let's Talk About It. We can't forget about the exhibit too. Always get these beautiful, wonderful exhibits showing different mediums and different artists around the area and sometimes region. And there's one going on now where local artists are getting to show off what they've got, right?
Yeah, this is the most exciting exhibit that we have, as in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's the most exciting exhibit that we have all year long.
Yeah.
This is our annual art show, and this is going to be going on the whole month of October. We close out this show on November 3rd, and we need people to come in and take a look around and then vote for people's choice. That's what we like to have done and stuff during this show, and I'm blown away by all of the talented people that we have here locally and stuff. So we're very, very lucky, and they're all showcased in this exhibit. So.
And what's cool about this one is, sometimes you get those artists, photography is what they do, and other pottery is what they do, different sort of things. You're going to get a whole bunch of different mediums with this gallery, right?
Yeah, you see a little bit of everything and stuff. We've got some ceramic scales in there. We've got, watercolor. We've got oil. We've got, photography, of course, and stuff too. And it's just, if you ever want to just see the different, different mixed media things, art forms, you just come to this show and just take a look around and stuff, and you will just be blown away by it. So,
And I'll remind our listeners too, the gallery, always free.
Yes, people,
always there's free will donation, but it's always free. Anybody can come and check that out.
Anybody can come and check it out. And I always encourage people to, once they come into the gallery and stuff and take a look around, that's wonderful and great. But you know what? We change out our gallery every 5 to 6 weeks.
Yep.
We have a totally different new exhibit every 5 to 6 weeks. And so, you can see a lot of different things and stuff in the span of a year.
So if you've been there last month, it's completely different.
It's completely different.
So go and check that out. Yep, the annual show, People's Choice, and want people to come in and vote on those. And also, really big news, this Friday, the Council of the Arts are going to be meeting in Jamestown.
Yeah, Yeah, we are really lucky to have the Council, North Dakota Council of the Arts is going to be hosting their annual meeting here in Jamestown. And they are, you know, as long as they're in town and stuff, they decided to host like a meet and greet with the local community members. So this is open to anyone. They can come from 5:30 to 6:30 at Sabers. Okay. And it would just be an opportunity for people in the community to come and you know, kind of ask questions of the members and stuff of the council. And it, I think it's just going to be a fun time.
Yeah, yeah. And ask them what they do and everything. Yeah. What's the latest happenings with the Council of the Arts. So check that out. All of this and more, again, available at jamestownarts.com. So make sure you go there and get more information. And now we have two big events that are coming up, Myra.
We have really big events. These are,
and they sound so fun. I don't know which one. Should we start with the Songs and Stories of the American West? Do you want to talk about that one first?
Sure, we can sure okay. do that and stuff, yeah.
So this, I mean, songwriter Carrie Grombacher, I think is how you
Grombacher,
say his name?
Grombacher, yes.
Is coming to Jamestown, it looks like October 13th.
Yes, October 13th. And he's going to start out the day by hosting a writing workshop.
Okay.
And I'm going to be going into the high school and into the college, up to the college, and talking to kids in English class and stuff. And visiting with them about attending this workshop. But this workshop is open for anyone who wants to come in. And so I think it's going to be really exciting. So
now he writes his own music. Yes. It looks like contemporary folk and Western ballads.
Yep.
So this would be anybody who's like interested in songwriting and doing anything with that. Mm-hmm. Sounds like this is right up their alley.
You bet. And it's I think it's just going to be a fun day and stuff. Carrie is very creative. I've listened to some of his things and stuff, and he's just very, very talented and stuff, and he's more than willing to, you know, share his talent
for
and
sure.
stuff with other people. So
So after that, then it looks like he'll be putting on a show.
Yep, he's going to be putting on a concert.
Okay.
On Saturday night, October 13th at 7:00. Tickets are going to be $10 members and $15 for non-members at the door. And we're just encouraging people to come out and listen to, you know, have a really fun evening and stuff with family and listen to Carrie, and I think it'll be a good night.
That's fantastic. So make sure you have that on your calendars. October 13th for Carrie, and again, going to the schools and encouraging students to go to that as well. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yep.
And now I am a big moviegoer. Movies are some of my favorite things. And this is so fantastic that we've been able to get this. I believe this is going on a couple of years.
This is our third year of hosting the Manhattan Shorts. And I tell you what, we are so lucky in Jamestown, North Dakota. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people really realize, and I didn't know that I really realized how big this is. I mean, this is huge. This is, I mean, just not in the United States.
This is worldwide.
This is worldwide. Yeah. This is in Canada, Germany, New Zealand. I mean, it's just, it's out there. And I mean, to have this in Jamestown is just amazing and stuff. And I hope that people come out and support it. So
just to explain this, there's several short films that'll be coming to Jamestown with the Manhattan Film Festival. And individuals will come watch these shorts and then vote on them, right?
Yes. Yep. And there's 9 of them this year.
Okay.
And once they are done, they are viewed over a 2-day period and stuff. It's Friday night and Saturday night, October 5th and 6th, starting at 7:00.
Okay.
And people have an opportunity to view all those things, and then they will have an opportunity to go ahead and vote on them.
Wow.
And
okay.
Their favorites.
So, and I do want to point this out because it says all of these films become Oscar qualified.
Yes. Yep.
That means they'll automatically be eligible for Academy Award nominations. Like, this is a big deal.
It's a huge deal. And that's why we're so honored in Jamestown to be part of this. So.
Perfect. So what nights will these be in Jamestown then?
It's going to be Friday and Saturday, October 5th and 6th.
5th
at
and
7 6th. O'clock. Yep, at 7 o'clock. And tickets are going to be $15 for non-members, $10 for members.
Okay.
And it's going to be at the door.
Perfect. So get your tickets at the door for that if you're interested in that. All these events and more, again, you can find on their website, jamestownarts.com. Myra, anything else you want to add in there or anything else you want to say?
Geez, I don't think so. Instead of just come out and support the Arts Center because, like I said, we have a lot of stuff going on the next 2 weeks. It's going to be very, very busy. We hope we see a lot of new faces. So.
Absolutely. Stop by, give them a call, talk to them about the different classes they've got going on. Always busy. Myra, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you. I appreciate it.